Welcome to the podcast, Ben Wood, Bridge Broussard and Spider Everett. G'day.
Hello.
G'day.
Hello. Right,
big weekend of grand final, Spider. Uh-huh. Are you feeling the build-up?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
I am.
You know what?
It's tough. I am, but I'm not.
Okay.
Because you'd be used to mega build-ups.
See, Melbourne, because it's tough, because you know in Melbourne and we know it's all different, but every Melbourne grand final week, every lunch, every dinner, there's functions on everywhere.
How does everyone eat so much before the grand final?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But there is. And then every little pub and club, they have something on and just not the same build-up. You see training when they've got, you know, 10 or 15,000 guys and girls and fans just sitting there watching them train and just the anticipation of walking across that bridge at the MCG in front of 100,000 people. They've got the barbecues going. You see the colours and the streamers and the flags. And, look, I think the Gabba's going to be similar, but it's just that build-up is different.
It's just there. What about you, Breach? How are you feeling the grand final weekend? Is it the same for you or is it just a little different this year?
Spider's annoying this week, and I'll tell you why.
Hello.
You get defensive, let me explain.
Please.
It's not you that's annoying. It's everyone that comes up to you when you're hanging around you. And these are people that are normally awkward with conversations, go, this is the time to just talk about footy. So I hear the same conversation for a good 2 weeks leading up to this because everyone has an opinion, don't they? Now, does it annoy you?
You hear it. I've got to talk to
them. I know. Yeah, how does it feel to feel like you are the oracle of AFL? No, it's true.
No, it is. It's funny. And this time of year, it's the love because even playing, I think you mentioned it, with one of your friends that works, is that even Victoria, all their phone rings, like you just have teams.
Yeah, like a buddy of mine works for Surf Life Saving Australia and does fundraising on the phones, rings up people all over the country, and she said straight up, when you ring Victorians, 8 out of 10 people's voicemail will have their team's victory song as their voicemail
message.
Isn't
that amazing?
Who's got time to do that?
So would you rather?
No.
I mean Victorians, it makes sense.
I guess some teams, you know, you just never get to hear it, so put it on your voicemail.
But would you rather people come up and go, how's your reno going? How's your grass growing? How's your just other stuff apart from AFL?
Nah. I love it.
Because you feel like the man.
I met Gary Ablett Jr. when he first joined the Sun, Spot, and I sat opposite him at a function, and I didn't talk to him about footy once, and I know he appreciated it. But, you know, with him playing his final game, I know you're a massive admirer. I'm just going to put you in the team. I'm now selecting you for Richmond, and you're on Ablett.
Right.
That's his dream.
Yeah. You're on Gary Ablett Jr.
What are you done for pinching asses?
What's the first...
I beg your pardon?
I just run around.
What's happened?
I get done for pinching him.
Is that because you love him?
Oh, I'd pinch those little cheeks of his.
Okay, this is great.
All right, so you're standing there. The siren's about to go. What are you saying in his ear?
You're saying, how you going?
How you going,
What's
guys?
What's happening? I made Spider write a poem to Gary Ablett and... you know, say it live to him as well, in his face. It was
if
amazing.
If you ring my phone, that's my voice message.
I'm going to do that today. Look, coming up on the podcast, we're going to continue the Operation Bribe Bruce. We're trying to convince Bruce Springsteen to move to the Gold Coast if he ditches the United States in protest at Trump being re-elected. We're going to have a chat to somebody who was on the call, it was a Zoom call, when Bruce made that promise. Spider's going to have a crack at a huge Aussie company that's trying to change the pronunciation of a word or a brand that has been around since 1927.
1927, same as the band.
Absolutely. But first up, let's preview this weekend's NRL Grand Final.
Rugby League. Welcome one and all to the grand final edition of Rugby League. I'm Ray Warren and I'm joined in expert commentary by the super coach, Wayne Bennett. G'day.
Free Britney Spears. Free Britney.
Preach, Wayne. The 2020 NRL grand final combatants are as follows. The Melbourne Storm, who've lifted the trophy 5 times, only to be stripped of 2 of those titles for overspending on manpower at Elton John-like levels, versus the Penrith Panthers, the Battlers at the tinier-ridden foot of the Blue Mountains, a salt-of-the-earth Aussie town where the family court's clogged with custody battles over tracky dacks. The Melbourne Storm have been stripped of as many titles as Penrith have won. It's the champs versus the children. It's a very difficult grand final to predict, but who other than to do it? Wayne Bennett, who do you like?
Me missus, Dale. I like her. Me best mate from school. Dale.
Rightio, Wayne.
No, it's a different Dale.
I'll pull you up there, Wayne.
Uncle Dale, he's a great bloke. I like him.
Wayne Bennett, do you think Penrith can win 18 games in a row and lift the trophy?
I'd like to phone a friend.
Let me guess, is he called Dale?
That is spooky, mate.
Wayne, stop before you hurt yourself. Can Penrith beat Melbourne?
Oh, I'd like to think so, but then again, I'd like to think one day I'll open my front door and Liberal Senator Michaela Cash will be standing there with a free bucket of KFC.
Okay, I'll bite. Why KFC?
I like KFC. And I like Michaela's Lego-like hair.
Well, I do too, Wayne, but it doesn't mean I bring it up in chats about rugby league. Well, that's all we have time for. So tune in next week when you'll hear Russell Crowe say...
I got so chubby my belly button popped out. It's pretty floppy. Like, if I twerk, it cracks like a whip, you know?
Well, there you have it, whether you're from COVID-sodden Melbourne or the club foot of the Blue Mountains.
Be-dum.
Enjoy the NRL Grand Final.
I'm taking Dale.
We are right in the middle of a major operation.
Fridge and Spider, now with Flan. Springsteen, he said, I'm going to Australia if Trump wins again.
It's Operation Bribe Bruce.
He's threatened to come here.
Well, no, he hasn't threatened. This isn't a joke. He said he will come to Australia if Trump wins the election. Now, things were looking like Trump was never going to win it, but at the moment, it looks like he could win it, and that means Bruce Springsteen said he will move to Australia. Now, if you want to live in Australia, you want to live here on the Gold Coast. We know he's stayed here before. He absolutely loves it, but we've got to get it over the line to make sure. He's 71. His children want to come here, his wife. So why not be the Gold Coast? So we are making sure that we put a heap of stuff together to say, you know what, we are the best city in Australia, and Bruce, come to Australia.
Okay, so it's time to do our research, being serious about this. We need to know everything we need to know about Bruce before we start booking him trips away. He might get seasick easily or hate fishing or whatever. So we're going straight to the source of Australia's biggest, number one Bruce Springsteen fan. She's the music director for Triple M. It's a big grown-up job.
That is.
Jackie Kosolke, thank you so much for joining us. How do you become, firstly, Bruce Springsteen's number one fan?
Oh, my God, what an intro and what a lot of pressure. There's a bunch of other number one fans listening going, no, I'm a bigger fan than she is. We're all very passionate, our Springsteen fans. Look, I grew up listening to him. I am a nutter. I will find any opportunity to talk about Bruce Springsteen. I'll be in a boring meeting in my grown-up job and I will turn it around into a chat about Springsteen.
Okay, Jackie, what's his best album?
Darkness on the Edge of Town from 1978 is the chef's kiss of Springsteen albums.
Okay, Jackie, you were on the call with him when he said that if Trump wins, he's moving to Australia.
I was on the call with him when that happened, and can I just tell you, it's not surprising because Bruce is a mad Democrat. Now, this is a bloke who was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama a couple of years ago. He's been campaigning hard for Joe Biden in the States, and he's probably looking down the barrel of another defeat. So I would say that's where it's come from. But when he actually said that on the call, you could tell he didn't want to get too political, but he couldn't help it. It just came out of him. So hopefully. I mean, why are you trying to get him up to the Gold Coast?
Because it's the best city in the country and you know it. Don't start.
I know it. I know. And you know what? You've locked all the filthy New South Welshmen out, so, you know, that's probably...
You know, it's funny, he is a really, really strong Democrat, and a lot of Americans don't know that $500 million they've put into his bank account through selling 30 million albums, Born in the USA was a very strong anti-American song. It was a protest song about the way the Vietnam vets were treated. So what do you think of the ways to get to Bruce Springsteen's heart? How do we bring him to the Gold Coast, Jackie?
Do you know what? Politics.
Yeah,
politics,
right.
First of all.
Right.
Second of all, you know, the man's from New Jersey. As much as he's a squillionaire now, he is, you know, he's America's Jimmy Barnes. He is, you know, he is for the working class.
Oh,
he lives on a ranch. He has a property. He built his studio with his own bare hands, apparently. So, you know, if you think Barnsley, you'll think Springsteen. Anything you would do to try and please Barnsley, you would please Springsteen.
That's really clever.
Yeah, that's great.
I like this. So he would be a down-to-earth guy that if, you know, he'd go fishing, he'd love to go maybe to Outback Spectacular, go out to... No, what? There's horses.
Yeah.
But go out to maybe on a property out past
Canungra.
Mount Nathan. Canungra,
oh, yes.
That kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I reckon if he was to settle on the coast in the hinterland somewhere, it would be right up Springsteen's alley.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. That's good to know. Anything
I don't
else
want to discuss yeah. Springsteen's alley. What were we going to say, Bridget?
No, just because okay. anything else we need to know because we are trying we're determined. Really hard to get him here to the Gold Coast.
Okay, well, maybe venues he could play once things start to open up.
Right.
You know, it might be a good way to coax him there because, as you know, Springsteen and the E Street Band have toured a lot over the last decade and played a lot of shows in Queensland. So, you know, maybe, is it still called Carrara Stadium?
Yeah, Metricon.
I don't know. Metricon. maybe it might be worth talking about what sort of venues we could get some Springsteen shows because, of course, he will need to make money in Australia. He's not retired yet.
No, that's right. His $500 million won't last too long here. but I do have to ask one question before we let you go. Jackie, have you got his mobile number?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. But can I just tell you, I was so excited to meet him on Zoom the other day. I just lightly cried the entire time.
Did you get all motion the osh? Did you? Yeah.
I'm there representing the entire Triple M network and the company, just lightly sobbing.
What was his Zoom name? Did you get a screenshot? Because we could just hit him up on that.
Yeah.
No. He kept it very professional, unlike me.
Well, thanks for the insight. We're definitely going to do everything we can to get him here to the Gold Coast. We just got to get Trump over the line as well somehow.
Yes, that's right. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, we're pro-Trump now.
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah.
We'll keep you posted with how Operation Bribe Bruce is progressing. Another update on the podcast tomorrow. If you've got a suggestion for something that Bruce Springsteen might love and might get him to move here to the Gold Coast, we'd love to hear it. Rightio, Spider, over to you.
Yeah, I'm having a crack at grammar. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
So
be good.
They're telling us that we've been making an idiot of ourselves for years, actually since 1927.
Ooh.
Now, have you heard of the drink Passiona?
Yeah.
The beautiful, magnificent
Passiona.
Oh.
Great drink.
That's the drink of my youth.
It's been around since 1927.
Yep.
And now Cotties, the owners of Passiona, are telling us that we are pronouncing it wrong. It's not Passiona.
What?
I don't know anyone who pronounces it differently.
It's Passiona.
No, it's not Passiona.
For 93 years, we've been calling it Passiona, and now Cotties are telling us, you've got it all wrong, we want to correct everyone, and we want to start calling it Passiona. No, this is true. So, like, 97 years, we've been committed for 97 years. We'll bridge you 44, me 46, Plan. Dawny Critchlow, the 97 years. We've been calling it Cotties. Cotties wants us to say, all right, now it is called Passiona. To me, I say to Cotties, why try and fix something that isn't broken? It's been around for nearly 100 years.
That's right.
And you want to start trying to change. Everybody that I know says Passiona. Not one person have I ever said, walk into a tuck shop or a milk bar or a canteen or whatever they go into and say, can I have a Passiona?
Ever.
So to Cotties, don't just leave it. Okay, it's so annoying when you want to try and change something when it's been so normal for so long. Mm-hmm. So to Cotties and your grammar, just leave it.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Because there's some words that we just can't say and we're not going to change. Passiona is one of those. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say Passiona.
Yeah.
Bridge, like you say rural.
Oh, no, it sounds like a car that won't turn over. Doesn't sound like a word to me, rural.
What about those Japanese beans?
The salty ones.
Don't.
Yep, say it. What are they called?
Endemememe. Endemememe. I sound like a football player that endemememe. What are they?
You need an extra A in there. Edamame.
Anyway. Yeah. See, I can't say...
I can't do it.
Try and work out what I'm saying. Shashi.
What?
What?
Say it again.
The thing that's under a car.
Oh, chassis.
Chassis.
A chassis.
I can't say it. Yeah. I've never been able to say it.
Yeah.
Sashy.
Yeah.
Chassis. I've never been able to say it. So for those people, is there any...
I always struggle to say webinaire. It's webinar, but like Passiona, silent I.
Oh, you're having a crack at me. I can never say. I don't know if it's webinar. Is it webinar?
It's webinar.
Webinar. It's like webinar. A seminar.
And you always say webinar. But like Passiona, the I ignore.
Yeah, I'm not going to change it.
Just ignore the I. Right?
Well, this is exciting because we've got to do a live read in a moment that mentions one of those. So
you've got it.
Passiona. We'll
webinar. You've got the word. It's coming up on you.
Okay. Well, if you want to be part of the show anytime, 13:27.
I want to know if anyone's got any words they can't say.
Yeah.
And try and say them to me and we'll try and decipher what that word is.
Well, MG Mark Guy joins us right now. He's played plenty of games, but he finished his career at the Penny Panthers. And, Mark, the Melbourne Storm, they're very, very clinical, but can the Panthers get over the line?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks, Spider. It's the big, the old stag versus the young buck. Melbourne have been to this dance once or twice before, and Penrith's youthful exuberance has been fantastic in a word this year. They've managed to break record after record, 17 games straight currently on. And look, I don't see why they can't go one step further. I know Melbourne are a fantastic club, team, and they've got the best player that's ever played the game in their side at the moment in Cameron Smith, and possibly the best coach of all time in Craig Bellamy as well. But I just feel that the destiny is on this young Panthers on their side.
Mate, it was interesting watching last week, Mark, how enthusiastic Melbourne were in defence. They were just everywhere with three spare guys to make a tackle if they need them, didn't need them. They're just incredible. But Penrith will just throw missiles at you all day long in attack. I mean, they say defence wins grand finals, but you're talking up the attack of Penrith, yeah?
Yeah, good description, Flan. I think, a lot of people wanted to see Penrith pushed. They wanted to see... how deep they'd go. And all of a sudden, they played South last week, and South Sydney threw everything at Penrith. That last 10 minutes, they were coming home with a wet sail, and Penrith had to dig very deep. They didn't have Billy Kiko on their team either, and he was a big loss with a week off. So, I'm heading towards a Penrith victory, but I think it's going to be done through their defence, as you just mentioned.
I love the Panthers, that they've risen to the challenge this year, their consistency. But the Storm have been very clinical in their play.
Yes.
So, okay, heart and money. Not heart and head, heart and bets.
Good question.
Yeah.
So your heart is Panthers, your bet is on...
Panthers.
No, all right.
Good man. Yeah. And do you think Cam Smith is the greatest of all time? It's very contentious here in Queensland.
Mm. Yeah, I do. I really do. I think I've seen Wally Lewis. I played against Wally Lewis. I played against Andrew Johns. I didn't play against Jonathan Thurston. I think he's up there as well. Yeah. But I think when it comes to the best player of all time, his CV. If you put that aside, just some of the efforts he does on the field. This is a guy who plays 80 minutes a game. He's about 85 to 90 kilos. He's got the body of an accountant.
really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
does he?
He really does.
Yeah. Really?
He's got 120 kilo front rowers running at him all day, but somehow he manages to not even raise a sweat.
Yeah.
He does it so easy. And he's the danger man for Penrith. If they can stop Cameron Smith dictating terms as far as the tempo of the play goes in the game, they'll go a long way to securing a victory.
And the last one, Mark, how do you think Storm's going to go up? The Panthers don't know any different, but the lead up to the grand final's totally different. They're training up in, Sunshine Coast. Melbourne, if they were training, they would have thousands and thousands of fans there. They'll have people lining the streets. They'll be getting massive support throughout the papers. It's just a whole different lead up to a grand final that they've been in plenty of times. It's going to be completely different.
Yeah, well, this whole year has been, hasn't it? This whole year, we've never experienced anything like it. And just the fact that we've got a grand final this weekend in AFL on Saturday and a grand final in the NRL on Sunday is fantastic from all the powers that be. The players have got to be applauded for jumping through hoop after hoop after hoop.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if we could have done it, Spidey, in our day, because I'm claustrophobic and I wouldn't have been able to stay in the bubble. But that's the beauty of it. And I think it could probably work in Melbourne's favour a tad, because They are always out of sight, out of mind in Melbourne, but now they're up on the Sunshine Coast and they've experienced a lot more adversity this year. I think that's going to play a part in how tough they're going to be. Penrith are going to have to play the perfect game to beat Melbourne. Let's face it, they're against the immovable objects who just keep coming. And I think they've got the nous. I think they've got the kicking game in Cleary. I think they've got the forward power with kick out back in the side, and I think they've got luck on their side, which I have. I've got plenty of it on Sunday when they lift that trophy up.
Well, we've always wanted it to come to a weekend where we really can't pick the winner of either grand final, and that's what we're going to see this weekend. Mark Geyer, you're a superstar. Thank you very much.
Love yous. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that's it for the podcast. There's loads and loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5. Triple M.
And one of the greats is going to be joining us too tomorrow.
Ooh, to talk about the AFL Grand Final.
AFL Grand Final.
Can't say who it is right now.
No, he's...
How would you describe him?
Legend of the game.
Yep.
Represented his country, polarising figure, household name, quicker wit than Dennis Committee.
Oh, okay.
And that's about 20 past 8 tomorrow on the radio show.